You're listening to the best of Greece. I don't know what it is. Love is in the air. It's Christmas time again. Had kind of an interesting conversation with one of the neighbors. I was going through some stuff that I didn't need anymore, and I came upon my encyclopedias. You know, I'm not in school anymore, and I figured, well, maybe the neighbor had a kid about 10 years old, about, you know, getting ready to need encyclopedias for his school and doing term papers and stuff. So I brought them all over in boxes, and he said, thanks a lot. A couple hours later, I get a call from the guy. And he said, Grace, what are you doing, dumping your garbage in our house? I said, what are you talking about? Those books, I hardly used them. He said, I know, they look brand new, but they're from 1964. I said, well, my mom went to the A&P, you know, and you buy a certain amount of groceries, you get an encyclopedia. He said, well, what possible good could they be for my kid now in 1990? Look at this thing. I'm thumbing through here. He asked me a question about rocket fuel. So we look up, and it has a picture of a chimpanzee in a rocket. It says, one day man may orbit the Earth. Gee, nothing about the space shuttle, the Skylab. It says there's one satellite, Sputnik. Sputnik! There's hundreds of satellites up there. Look at this. In the political events section here, it says, the Shah of Iran welcomes Americans with open arms. New vacation paradise on the beaches of Iran. For crying out loud. Look at this. There's something here about the Belgian Congo. This Belgian Congo doesn't even exist anymore. Look at this in the Vietnam part. We're sending some of our boys over there to act as advisors. Talks about Saigon. It's not Saigon anymore. It's Ho Chi Minh City. And look at this part about Latin America. Latin America looks to America as a big brother. I mean, the world climate has changed. Grace, I can't believe it. You said encyclopedias. I didn't think they were easy. 25-year-olds encyclopedias. I mean, if you don't want to help my son's education, that's fine, but don't torpedo it. I said, geez, I'm sorry. They worked for me, but I guess it was a while ago. He said, on top of that, I'm sitting there with my son in my lap. We're flipping through, and then a condom falls out there, hidden in the binding. I said, oh, for crying out loud, what's the big deal? I wondered where that got to. You know, we all carried it when we were teenagers, remember? I must have hid it in there to keep it away from mom and pop. He said, no, Grease, you don't understand. This one was used, for crying out loud.
Abadoogie, Under the Tree, the best of Grease Man show.
Kind of looking forward to a good snowstorm, huh? Be kind of cozy. Oh, the weather outside is snowing, but my face will be a-glowing. You know where the hydraulics go. So let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, my truck ass is badly stinking. My hammies are barely shrinking. I got lots of Pentecostal foliage to mow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally cut a slice, and my teeth, they are a-gnashing, I'll be screaming, oh, that's nice, while the bread just keeps on a-thrashing. Yeah, look at it out there. Little flakes coming down. You know, they used to tell me when I was a kid that when you had those big fat flakes, it meant there wasn't going to snow long. But when you see those real thin, schmindly flakes, it means, ho-ho-ho-ho, look out. It means we could be in deep poop. And at least this time we're getting it, because the last time we had snow in the forecast, I believed it. You know, I watched all that Doppler business, and then I went to bed, and the next morning I grabbed my sled and I just dove out the front door. Next thing I heard screaming metal and sparks were flying. We didn't get any flakes. There I was. I barely slid 3 feet down my asphalt driveway. But this time, oh, man, it is cold out there, though, huh? Oh, I'm getting a grip. Sure, it's all how you enjoy it. I'm sure all over Washington tonight, young lovers will be saying to each other,
why don't we build a fire in the fireplace and take off all our clothes and get better acquainted?
Huh? Everybody be cuddling and nuzzling like little buddies. Come on. weather outside is snowing, but my face will be glowing. And I want all my hydraulic go. Let it snow, let it snow. My dark eyes is badly stinking, and my hem is barely shrinking. Got lots of the gospel foliage to mow. Let it snow. When we finally got a slice, and my teeth are a-gnashing, I'll be screaming, oh, that's nice! While the van just keeps on thrashing. Don't be afraid of it. Use it as an excuse to bundle your funny little honey. Now screw it, huh? Let it snow. Let it snow. When it snows outside, I make me some big bucks, buddy. I climb in my four-wheel drive and head out on the highway. It doesn't take me long to come up with easy bucks. But all I gotta do is look for the first person I find doing this. That's when I lean out the window in my four-wheel drive and say, hey, you need a tow? And the people usually go, yeah, damn, nice, sweet. Honey, there's a guy here with a four-wheel drive wants to know if we need a tow. Yes, sir, we'd love one. I say, it's 50 bucks. And they say, 50 bucks? I said, yeah, I got a chain in here. Put it around the frame. I'll have you out of there in 2 seconds. Put this bad boy in low lock and haul you right out. Be 50 bucks. And usually the kids are in the back of the car going, Daddy, we're cold. So the guy grumbles, well, that's highway robbery, but I guess you got me over. Hey, aren't you the grease man? I go, yeah, one little. And the guy goes, hey, I listen to you all the time. It's still 50 bucks. But grease, I wouldn't think a man like you'd be out here doing. I'd say, hey, how do you think a man like me got to be a man like me? Now, if you don't have the cash, I can take a Visa, MasterCard, no checks. And the guy like, geez, Grace, can't believe it. Honey, it's the Grace man. Watch 50 bucks. By then, the wife is fed up. Pay him. Let's go home. I'll say, man, you know, those kids of yours back there, look, their lips are turning blue. Got some hot cocoa. He said, well, that'd be great. $2.50 a glass. $2.50 a glass! Yeah, they both got a drink out of the same thermos cup. And, oh, is that your mother in the car, that elderly woman there? I said, yeah, it looks like she's in the early stages of hypothermia. And I got an old saddle blanket I can let you have. We can wrap it around her while I'm getting underneath your car there. Hooking a chain, that'd be $40 for the saddle blanket. Unless, of course, you don't care if your mother gets hypothermia. So usually I'll get them to take the tow, buy two glasses of hot cocoa at $2.50 a piece, the saddle blanket, and I even have some ham sandwiches that I slap together. You know, just a couple pieces of Wonder Bread, and half a smear of mayo and a piece of ham on there. Charge a buck and a half for them. So, you know, with each motorist that I run up to, I can rack up, close to 100 bucks in towing and extras. Jumpstart will run you $15.50. I remember I was stuffing my pockets with this man's money after I pulled him out of the ditch and I'm getting back in the big rig. He said, Grace, for all that money I gave you, at least you give me a T-shirt. I said, no problem. And I finished wiping the oil off my hands and I threw one at him. Huh? Bye-bye.
The Grease Man Show.
One child on the block gets it. They enjoy it, and now every kid on the block has to have it. Every parent is scrambling to find it for their child.
Batteries not included. The Greaseman Comedy Network.
We'll be back with more Encore Grease as we continue with the Best of the Greaseman Show.